We're joined today by best-selling author Kara Ruta, who has written the book Best Day Ever. But don't let that title fool you. Apparently, for not everybody, it's not the best day ever. Though a friend of mine was looking at this and he started singing the SpongeBob SquarePants song, Best Day Ever, as well. So sometimes a title says a lot. It also kind of maybe implies different things. Why the title of Best Day Ever for this new fiction book?
That's so funny you said the SpongeBob song. Someone just sent that to me. That's funny. You know, the title popped into my head first, as a matter of fact. The title and the protagonist. And his name is Paul, and he just was very excited that this was going to be he and his wife's best day ever at their lakeside cottage.
And this book, you mentioned Lakeside in capital letter, not just Lakeside Cottage, but at Lakeside.
Exactly.
You are a Columbus native, is that correct? Or
I am, right. And we spent the summers going to Lakeside. We had a cottage up there, and there's a great, one of my favorite scenes in the novel is set in Sloopy's, the restaurant right there.
So there's a lot of sort of, in a, what would they, you know, a fiction, not a novel, you put sort of realism to it, so that it adds a little bit of, I guess, anchors it to some real place.
Yeah, I love to do that. And I think to me, settings are, I like to use settings at places that I know and know well. So the beginning of the book starts in a suburb of Columbus, which may or may not be a lot like Upper Arlington. And then it ends up in Lakeside, which I love as well. So to me, that lets the characters be able to kind of roam free once I know the settings pretty well.
When you do something like that, are you doing any research, you know, going there, looking at Travel Visitors Bureau, or is this all sort of maybe from just your own experiences?
It's pretty much from my own experiences, although I will say with Lakeside, it's so beautiful there that I went on their Lakeside site and just started looking around again just for old time's sake, because it's just such a charming place. If you haven't been, you have to go. And it's such a dichotomy between what Paul, the narrator, who wants you to think he's a really nice guy, but he's really not. His entire personality and what he has planned for his wife against the beautiful, family-oriented setting of Lakeside. So that's why it worked.
Don't spoil it too much for me. I'm just working my way through the clock. You have this set up as basically like a 24-hour, one day, right? Because I go to 9:30
right.
And then 10 o'clock. So as I'm reading the story and then it kind of sets the new chapter, you kind of sort of give us a timeline then.
Right. And I like to do that. Time compression helps. To me, when I'm a reader, it helps me have a sense of urgency when I'm reading. And hopefully that technique does it for you for Best Day Ever as well. And it is a hard book to talk about because if I start saying too much about it, I give it away. So I will not give you any spoilers. Don't worry.
Well, in many occasions, they're referring to this page turn, or somebody wrote not unturnable or something. There was a strange word they made up relating to not having to, can't stop turning the page, basically, is what it meant. What's the process in writing a story that kind of has that effect?
Yeah, gosh, I don't know. You know, I'm so thrilled that people have found this book to be that way. And it's my second suspense novel, but I think my first one, the pacing was pretty on point, that it's keeping people up at night, which is the best compliment ever. So I'm not sure how it works. I think it's some kind of magical thing when the characters and the plot and the setting and the timing all come together and make it so a lot of people lose sleep, which is the best, like I said, best compliment.
Well, how did this story come to you in a sense?
Yeah, I was working on another novel. It was more of a, what they call women's fiction, which I don't really know what that means. It's just a book set in the suburbs with a female main character. And it was at my editor for her to give me her edits back. And all of a sudden, Paul popped into my head, which was kind of a scary thing once you get to know him. And I just had to write his story. So I while she was working on the edits for the other book, I wrote down the first draft of this one, and she gets back to me. I'm like, I have this amazing story. And she's like, what's it about? I'm like, it's an unreliable narrator, and it's narrated by a man. First person, she goes, oh, I don't read those. I'm like, wow. So I had to convince her that it was scary, and now she loves it. So.
Well, I wondered about two things. One, about having a writing from the male perspective. Is that this, I guess, maybe is there sort of new for you then, right?
It is new. I have done a couple of romance series where they often romance writers will have the male perspective and the female perspective. And that's the first time I started playing around with trying to write from a man's perspective. And because before that, it was all pretty much women protagonists and so it was different with Paul because, like I said, he's not a nice guy, but it was really fun and kind of freeing.
And the other part, you mentioned women's fiction, and I see in this release they just best-selling women's fiction author, and we're trying to debate what sort of does that now. In other places they also refer contemporary fiction or whatever, but what does that label mean in the industry, or what have you found out that to be?
Author? I mean, a lot of women authors take exception to it because if you're a male writing in the same kind of suburban atmosphere, they often get titled literary fiction or contemporary fiction. So I think if it's used to make it seem like it's lesser of a literary value, then it's a bad title. If it's just meant to be speaking about novels that women would like to read, and women are the majority of all readers, so I am thrilled when women read my stories because that's who read. So, it can kind of go both ways. So I guess it depends who's saying women's fiction versus what the book is itself.
The book is called Best Day Ever. Now, the cover is like a package or an envelope or something. What's inside? I guess maybe I can't even ask what's inside.
I can't really tell you that, Bruce. you just have to keep reading. You'll get to that like sometime at the night, I think.
Wow. Well, that's one of the things, too, as you're working your way through this. And you find more about Paul and Mia as well as their characters. What did you find out about yourself while writing this book?
Well, I've always known that I love to write strong female characters. I've always been about women's empowerment, and it may seem when you're reading this book that that isn't the case, especially at the beginning. And I think what I really loved about Mia, Paul's wife, is her quiet strength. And to me, it was fun to write her character because she isn't really, she's not the protagonist, so you don't hear a lot from her, especially at the beginning. But That was fun for me to kind of have a slower, simmering character reveal herself.
For people who are interested in becoming writers, and you've gone through different things in your career to get to this particular point, what's your process, or how did you end up getting to be published in this?
The best advice is to just don't give up. I mean, my story, like most everybody I know who is a published author, is a long and winding road. I mean, there are very few cases of people overnight success in any industry. So I think the key is to keep writing, and that you know that you will get rejections, but you'll never get that first rejection if you don't finish your first manuscript. So, and then just don't give up. Because if I had given up, Best Day Ever would never be published, and neither would the rest of my stories. So that's the best advice.
Well, you even said when you took this idea to the publisher, I don't read those things. They almost kind of dismissed it right away. Right?
Exactly. Well, and that's the case, right? So writing's an art, and it's also very subjective. Just look at Goodreads. People hate this book. People love this book. So, you know, all of that kind of comes with it. So you have to have the confidence to believe in yourself and believe that this is what you're meant to do, and keep pushing forward. I happen to have a friend who read the manuscript and said, "Are you kidding me? This is your best book yet. You go back to her and tell her to read it." So she kind of pushed me to force my hand and go back in. So that's kind of what it takes, I think, just believing in yourself and you know, saying, "Wait, no, I think you really will like this. Give it a shot."
We're talking today with Kara Ruta. The book is called Best Day Ever. And I noticed you even got an algae bloom. Looking through here, I'm thinking, you're really on top of everything that's happening here.
I know. I told you. I went there a lot when my kids were growing up. So I love Lakeside. I mean, not so much the algae blooms, but, you know, it's just part of the thing. But, yeah.
Is it interesting when you bring sort of even things like that, which is somewhat of a topical thing or that's happening, it kind of makes the reader think, you know, it puts them in a present time and it kind of attaches, anchors them really into the story, which then they're more invested, I guess.
I do. Well, I hope people in Ohio will discover it because it really is an Ohio book. So I'm an Ohio person. So I tried to put a lot of those kind of, I guess, fun anchors to reality in there, while I guess mostly to make it feel more present and also because I am from there. So it's fun, like the drive from 71 and like the drive through all the country towns. So anyway, yeah.
How long did that drive take, according to this book? not much construction and orange barrels in your way on the way.
Exactly. Yeah, I didn't mention the orange barrels this time. And I think they made it there. I don't, you know what, that's a good question. I'm not sure how that all worked out, because they do have a couple stops.
Well, yeah, that's part of what happens in this book. You can't make a trip that goes from A to B. There's always a little bit of stops along the way. One other thing with authors, and I've been talking to a couple of them recently, and when I research them, I find out that there are these book trailers. They're almost like kind of like short little movies or vignettes. What's your thought about those, and how does that help or kind of maybe change a perspective of a book for somebody?
Yeah, did you look at the one for Best Day Ever? I love it. It's so good.
Yes.
Did you see it?
I did, yes. I did see that.
Yeah, it has that kind of really scary music. And so, I learned about those. I mean, they've been around since I've been publishing novels way back in 2011. So it's just another way to kind of summarize the book and make it more attractive for you as a reader to want to buy it. The best trailers, I love my trailer for Here Home Hope, which was my first book. And it's got this kind of that creepy music, but happy at the same time, and yeah, the kind of the dichotomy of it all. And Best Day Ever's book trailer, my publisher did, and I just love it.
So how much input do you have for that, or is that like must things, like even sometimes the book cover, that maybe it's the publishers, those people, quote, who know best, are the ones that handle all that?
Correct. All of a sudden they're like, we're doing a trailer, we hope you like it. And I do, I love it. So I was so lucky. I love the cover and I love the trailer and everything that this publisher, it's a new imprint of HarperCollins called Graydon House. And so that was kind of a fun experience, being able to launch an imprint and have my first hardcover book. So it's all been just amazing, like a dream.
And you can't miss this on the bookstore shelves for those people who still go into a bookstore, because this is it has that red look, you know, that right red cover there that amongst every other book most likely will pop off the shelf.
Yeah, it's a great cover.
Again, the book is called Best Day Ever. Though I wonder whether maybe there should be a question mark at the end of that. I'm not quite sure how to read that.
You'll just have to finish the book. I'm telling you, Bruce, maybe it is somebody's best day ever.
Well, okay. I see. There's a could be another twist. Whatever, we shall find out. Again, the book is called Best Day Ever. Our guest this morning has been Kara Ruta joining us. And if people want to find out more about this book or other things that you're up to, what's a good place to get in contact?
Well, you can find me online. I have a website, so it's Kara, which is a lot of vowels, so KairaRouda.com. And then I'm on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook at Kara Ruta Books. So, yeah, okay. I would love to hear.
Do publishers require you to be so involved in social media to get that word out? Have you taken on responsibility of promoting this as in different ways it used to be in the past?
Ever since I've been an author again, since 2011, it's been up to the author to promote the book, either in conjunction with a really, forward publisher, which I am so blessed to have right now. They've been really involved in promotions and advertising. Or if you're with a smaller press or self-published, it's all up to you. So yes, the time of author sitting back and just waiting for a royalty check to come in is over for sure.
Right. Yeah. And then you got book signings too, right? You get to meet the people that read your books. That must be a thrill.
Yeah. That is so much fun. I love it. And it's especially fun. I love book groups, book clubs, whether it's Skype or in person, because at that point, everybody's read the book. And so, especially with a domestic suspense, it's hard to talk a lot about it without giving away spoilers. So it's fun to talk to people after they've read it as well.
A little more cathartic then. They can kind of express certain things they felt about the characters, and you can kind of maybe give a little even more of a backstory that could possibly be there. So.
Exactly.
Sounds great. Again, our guest, Kara Ruta, the book again is called Best Day Ever. Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thanks for having me. Thanks.